Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement yesterday, they instructed the state sportsbook, stop, take it off the board, suspend the betting on, are you ready for this? All table tennis events in the Ukraine, or any matches involving six players, after being warned of potential match fixing. How about that? There could be some
Didn't we say that as soon as this Russian table tennis stuff got really popular? We're like, come on, when's the last time something hasn't been fixed in Russia or the Ukraine?
As soon as Eastern European table tennis came on the board, the very first day, you and I said, this would be the easiest one to fix.
What are the checks? For match fixing.
Right. What are the checks and balances here with all these guys, you know, Ivan and Zolotov and all these guys? Come on. That are living in Siberia, that nobody's paid attention to their league forever. And now all of a sudden there's millions flowing through it, and they live in some crazy outpost that is 400 miles from where Gino grew up, and they're going, what?
All of a sudden, Vlad in Nurmagomedov has a chance to make an extra $10,000. He's going to do it.
Right, by just losing a point. You know, come on.
Yeah.
And so they said, take it off the board. We can't do this. We got to take this off the board. Now, the president of the Ukrainian Table Tennis Federation urged the stoppage of the Setka Cup matches due to the pandemic. They're back on, and now he's like, no, we're on the up and up. Okay, pal. So anyway, Jersey said stop it. But it forced a real thought for me. It seemed like high time, especially for online sports betting. There were a lot of different states that started to get in on it. We were flying along. We were cruising along. You and I tell people about FanDuel all the time. You know, it was something that where it ripped through last baseball season. We got into the NFL, of course, and that was gigantic. Will it come back with the force that it seemed like it had hit, it did. Online sports gambling had hit an all-time high. Are we going to jump right back into it the way that it was?
No, I don't think, unfortunately, we're going to have the same steam. I think, look, people who have the discretionary income still will certainly still be interested in it, and people who love to gamble, regardless of whether they have a lot of discretionary income or not, unfortunately, will still be interested in it. But I think there will be a percentage of people who played a lot pre-pandemic who maybe back off, whether it's because it's a financial concern at home or because maybe baseball isn't the thing for them. Maybe they're just a football fan and they're going to wait for football to start up again in the fall, and they don't know how to bet on hockey to begin with. I don't know. I'll wait for the Steelers to come back in the NFL. I think we'll see it rebound in a big way once the NFL gets going this fall. Between now and then, with baseball and hockey and basketball, I think it's going to be a slow sort of uphill slog to get back to what it was pre-pandemic.
Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of industries that, I mean, quite obviously, I mean, I don't need to read them off for you. You could do all your own research, but everybody just knows the lay of the land in this country and in this world. It's gone in the tank because of the pandemic. And, you know, I'm not crying poor mouth for the online sports gambling industry. I'm just looking at it because we talk sports and it's what we do. And we're also involved in FanDuel. We do spots for them. And it just, it really illustrates that was one, though, that I think of the meteoric rise that hit in about an 18-month window, right? And the way that the states had really started to embrace it, where for Chris, Chris, it was taboo, not just for generations, but forever. And then seemingly in a 12 months or 18 month span, even some places a 9 month span, it gets green-lighted, and it became part of people's everyday routine, even for just a small sum, $5 every day, or, you know, $2 every day, whatever, just for fun. And then it goes, I just wonder if it'll rebound. And I think I'm with you. I don't know. It'll maybe take football, be the true barometer. But I think about how quickly that skyrocketed from nobody really bet legally on games because you had to go to Las Vegas to do it, to how widespread it was accepted everywhere, seemingly.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know. I think football will be a big help for that. As far as the gaming industry goes, what people love the and look, once we get an idea of what the NFL is going to look like this fall, I think fantasy football is going to bounce back in a big way as well. And once you get fantasy football going, you get your daily fantasy going, that feeds right into the online gaming as well.
We're never going to pay attention to injury reports any more than we do these seasons.
Oh, that's a really good point that I'll be honest that I didn't immediately process is, are you necessarily going to want to put $20 down on, I don't know, Chiefs Patriots or whatever it may be? I'm just picking a random game.
Not on Tuesday,
Chiefs,
you're not.
Chiefs Texans. Right, exactly. So, you know, during the week, it might be really slow going, and then everybody's going to wait until Saturday night, Sunday morning to make sure their favorite player is actually going to play, the guy who is actually driving their bet on that game.
No, I think they're actually going to wait until the kicker is running up to the ball.
Yes. All right, it's safe.
Yes. It really is. It's a strange dynamic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.